Okay, Daryl, I'm with Dave and Stacy.
Daryl!
Good morning.
Hey, Dave and Stacy. What's happening?
Hello.
Oh, man, we are just getting some radio going for you, because I know you've already done a little bit, and so we're glad for the opportunity to talk to you, man.
Well, thank you for having me, man. It's good to be in a place to be with Dave and Stacy.
Hey.
Amen, brother.
I'll tell you what, we'll kind of get, because Stacy, you're probably nervous about what I'm going to ask him.
I am.
Yeah.
I think Dave's about
Why?
To be really, really offensive to you.
You think, but here's the thing, I've changed my tune on this, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, well, you happen to be in
right.
that. Yeah.
You remember.
First of all, to be inducted is a great honor and privilege, but it was inconceivable to be even considered worthy for nomination. Think about it. We used to steal all the music from those iconic rock and roll gods. We used to steal and sample their music and to be considered, look, even if we would have never got in, just to be considered worthy was an achievement in itself.
Yeah. See, now here's my crux on the whole thing is that I used to think for the longest time, and I debated this on the air, is how would Run DMC fit in going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I never, ever think of you as rock and roll.
And see, I thought that was
really?
Going to be the offensive thing.
Do you? And tell me
really?
I'm wrong. How am I wrong? Yeah.
Well, the reason why you're wrong is everybody in hip-hop, I mean, P.E. did it a little bit when they teamed up with Anthrax and did Bring the Noise Over.
Yeah.
But, you know, Run DMC, we didn't just make rap records. If you think about our rap records was records like Sucker MCs, Mod Peters, Peter Piper.
Yeah.
But when you listen to Mary Mary, It's Tricky, and Walk This Way, those are rock records.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, the other records is, you know, I'm DMC. No, and put it like this. Walk This Way wasn't the first rock rap record. The first rock rap record was Rockbox, which was the first rap record video on MTV. Then we made King of Rock.
Yeah, but don't you think you get the credit, actually, for having the first rock rap record?
Yeah, we do. We do. And the reason why I say that Run DMC was, even though we were rapping, I mean, we're MCs and DJs first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why they considered us worthy enough to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is because of two reasons.
Mm.
It's Tricky and Walk This Way were rock records. It's Tricky itself is a sample of the band that made the song My Sharona.
Right.
Da-na-na-na.
Right, yeah.
So we was always a rock-infused mashup. I mean, you know, Run DMC, we was more like we wasn't punk rock, but we kind of were, because when we first started out here in New York City, whether the whole CBGB's Danceteria crowd was always at our shows. At our early shows, Lou Reed was there, the Ramones was there. Remember, Debbie Harry even made a rap record. She made the song Rapture.
Right.
Absolutely.
So our appeal wasn't just, put it like this, we wasn't just the Black Street MC guys from the ghetto making hip-hop records. We also made rock records.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah.
Well, it's good to be wrong. You know, I have dropped...
No, but you wasn't wrong. You wasn't wrong, because the funny thing is, sometimes Run DMC still gets stereotyped. Like, you know, sometimes we don't get in certain venues that we should be in, because people consider us only rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we was rock before the Beasties, we was rock before Linkin Park, we was rock before Blink 182. And the reason why I say that is, though, we was rock before Kid Rock. Kid Rock said this, he said Run DMC and Aerosmith had a baby, he popped out. When I met Travis Barker, that's crazy, right? When I met Travis Barker, Blink 182, he didn't talk about Walk This Way. He said, I heard Rockbox and knew what I wanted to be.
Oh, yeah.
So we, Run DMC, we influenced those white rock kids who thought, man, you could either rap or rock. No, we let people know you can rap and rock, or you can rock and rap.
Yeah.
Put it in any order that you want to do.
You are so right. And, Travis Barker, one of my favorite drummers of all time. But, you know, now let's talk a little bit about this documentary. When we mentioned who was actually putting it together with Ron Howard behind it and all that, is that surprises maybe a lot of people, but he's the first to tell you.
It surprises everybody.
Yeah, it surprises everybody. Talk a little bit about the documentary.
Well, I mean, it was where, when we got called to do the show, we said, yeah, let's go do the show. It's a great platform. I mean, the lineup with the diversity of the music and the bands is ridiculous. And me personally, if I get invited to a festival or concert, I always ask who's going to be there. And when they told me Pearl Jam was headlining, I was like, oh, snap. You mean they're going to pay me and pay all of my expenses just to get on stage and rap? But the reason reason why I wanted to go get to see Pearl Jam, but once I was there, you know, whatever festival or event you go to, they always do, you know, videotape the interview, the people that's going to be there. And the funny thing is, I thought it was a typical interview, but then it was like, yeah, Ron Howard is going to interview. And then I just flipped. I was like, oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Hip-hop and rock and roll will change your life. You mean to tell me that OP is going to come in here and interview me? When I was in elementary school, I used to come home, and before I did my homework, I used to turn the TV on,
yes,
sit down and eat my dinner, and I used to watch the Andy Griffith Show. And then as soon as I said that, who comes walking in?
Right.
OP, looking just like he did 59 years ago, walks in and starts interviewing me about rock and roll and hip-hop.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
Stacey, we got to get Daryl to do, you know, okay, the rap version right now of Andy.
Coming in.
Yeah, you got to do, yeah, the Mayberry RFD. Yeah, we go. All right. Oh, man.
I know, right? You know what's crazy? That's a great idea. To sample that whistle and throw a beat with it?
Exactly.
I'm going to have to give you some production points, man.
Okay, here we go. Excellent. All right. Yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, that's going to be so cool. I can't wait to hear that.
It's going to be crazy when a beat drop.
Yeah.
Put a little rock guitar and some scratching in there.
Won't that be cool?
Oh, man, you are just the coolest. I wish we could talk to you longer.
Yeah.
Like an hour.
I know. But, you know, I think what the reason why it was cool for Ron to do it, like I said, it's not just about Run-DMC and Jay-Z and Pearl Jam. It's about everybody that's there. It's a great lineup of music and artists from different genres.
There you go. And it's Made in America. That's the documentary. It's going to be on Showtime, and then it's going to be on tonight. So, Daryl, right place, right time.
Yep.
Yeah.
DMC a place to be. Rocking a house.
Absolutely. Daryl, thanks for all your time, man. We really appreciate it, man. It was just like getting a little history lesson here in music. Really appreciate it.
It was fabulous.
No doubt. Thank you. And thank you for considering me hip-hop, because I am hip-hop first, but we also are rock and roll. Because there would be no hip-hop if it wasn't no rock and roll. So let's get that straight.
Yeah,
no kidding. Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah, for real.
Oh, you rock. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care, man.